Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. They're on tour for a brand new album, and they're all the way from Philly. We welcome Ceramic Animal to the Voice of America. Nice to have you guys here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Wow, you guys are all dressed up. This is kind of fancy stuff, and I understand that this is something you typically do. You're not your normal hoodie-type band. You guys put on the suits, so we're in for something special. Why the suits, first of all? What is it about a suit that makes you guys special?
Well, I think it distracts the audience from our playing.
And that's, have you always worn suits? Is that part of something you did from the very beginning?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cool because a lot of people don't wear the, you know, the suits were the traditional old style of music. You know, you didn't see Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra come out with a T-shirt like I got on. You know, it's always suit. It's classy and it's respectful to the industry. So thank you guys for respecting the industry.
Hey, absolutely.
Now, first of all, tell me about the new album. I'm very curious to hear about The Horse. You know, this is the second album for you guys. 2016 was the first one. So you have a new one out. So what makes this different than the one you put out about 3 years ago?
So our first album, The Cart, it was just kind of songs that we were working on over time, and it didn't really have a set aesthetic or overarching tone to it. With The Horse, we kind of wanted it a little bit more like Western, and a little bit just inspired that kind of like Western, really, but not necessarily country, but just like that, like a cowboy
flavor.
Cowboy flavor.
So you put the cart in front of the horse. I got it.
Yes.
Very creative. Yes.
A lot of people don't.
Wasn't lost on me. I picked it up.
That was a joke. We thought it was hilarious. When we released the cart, we called it the cart so that a couple years later we could pay it off with the horse. And it turns out no one got it. We've had to explain it to just about everybody. Yeah. So thank you for getting it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's what I'm here for. But I thank you guys for coming in to do this while you're on tour. How's the tour going? It's, what is it, 20-city tour, this particular tour?
Yeah, just about that.
20
just
cities, about. And then we stopped for three or four nights at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
Great.
Yeah.
Is this the first time that you've done South by Southwest?
No, second time. Year. Uh-huh. Second year in a row, yeah.
That's a cool experience.
Yeah,
and Austin's a great city. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun. Barton's Creek and all that. They have a lot of fun there. Well, we're glad you're here. Ceramic Animal is in our studios. Would you guys do a song for us?
Sure.
Give it a shot.
I feel like I'm
always slipping
as if from the top of all the darkness, still like I'm always tripping. Now I can't let you out of my hands again. It's a resolution. It's a mistake. I let you tell me that it's alright. I know that it's all for you. For you.
skin. Two larger silhouettes who can leave and away through all you that you could defend. It's a mistake, it's a mistake, it's a mistake. It's a mistake, it's a mistake, it's a mistake. It's a mistake, it's a mistake, it's a mistake. It's a mistake, it's a mistake.
Ceramic Animal, sounding great.
Thank you.
I like the sound. You guys really have a nice, tight harmony and very good, really good sound. How would you describe your music? Because I've heard so many different labels applied, you know, psychedelic, blues, rock. I mean, and you'll say, yes, all of the above. But how? I mean, what lane do you feel that you're best suited for if you had to pick a lane?
We like to call it garage yacht or clam rock.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more?
Well,
garage yacht.
There's like a psychedelic tinge to it, but I feel like so like yacht rock actually has a little bit of that, and yacht rock is like a little more like upbeat,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where we kind of fall. But it's not like really like, you know, it's still like rock. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little more rock than yacht rock.
Mm-hmm. Now, Philly's had a lot of great musicians. I mean, there's a tremendously talented lineup of stars that have come out of Philly, you know, created a blues sound, created the R&B sound with a lot of the R&B bands, you know, many of them over the years.
Mm.
So you guys were influenced by what growing up? Who were you listening to as a kid?
A lot of late 60s, early 70s stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff our dad showed us, because three of us are brothers. But, yeah, like Stones, T-Rex, Bowie, a lot of that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Rundgren, the Philly guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been in a couple times on this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, with the Cars and Solo. You know,
right,
he's been here a number of times. So tell me, who are the brothers? Introduce yourselves so we know who's who.
Yeah, so I'm Warren. I'm the youngest brother.
I'm Elliot. I'm the middle brother.
And I'm Eric. I'm the oldest brother.
And you're the non-brother.
I'm Dallas. I'm not a brother.
Not a brother.
Well, he's
brother
a brother
from another mother.
I have a brother.
You have a brother. And he's not in a band.
And there's Anthony, too, but we couldn't fit him in here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you guys sound great. I mean, I like that sound, and it's, you know, when I first heard your music, I thought a little bit about, you know, the Beatles, and I see you got some Doors influence to you, too.
Sure, yeah.
And so you kind of encompass all of that particular era. So you're old souls. I mean, you like the old style.
Yeah, we try to modernize it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we take modern elements and try to incorporate that into, like, the songs and the music that, you know, really got us into music, so...
Mm-hmm. And I want to take a second here to offer my condolences. I know you lost your father this past year, in October, within the last 12 months. So I'm sure he was very proud of you. And did he play a role in you getting into a band and doing what you're doing?
He was just very supportive the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was a huge music fan.
Yeah.
So he just loved the fact that we were all playing together and playing rock and roll and,
mm-hmm.
You know, pulling from a lot of his, you know, influences from a lot of his favorite like artists growing up and stuff. So, yeah.
Are other siblings at home, or is this it, the three brothers?
This is it.
This is it.
And how do you make it work? I mean, it's hard to, when you're, you know, obviously growing up and you're at the family dinners together and all that, and then you got to go to work with your brothers. And in this kind of environment, a band, you know, it's not always wonderful and harmonious, you know, behind the scenes, disagreeing on who gets what part and, you know, writing songs and all that. It's got to be a difficult challenge to make brothers work.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get along pretty well growing up, and you can't say that we haven't had our fights, like, on the road and stuff, but we get over them really quickly.
And he said he gets the last word because he's the oldest. Is that right? Do you agree with that?
I don't know.
That's what he'll tell you.
He'll always try to.
I don't even know if that's what I'll tell you.
How did you come up with the name Ceramic Animal? That's a very unique... And that's, I'm sure, one of the reasons why you picked it. But it's a kind of a unique, you see something, a figurine or something, is what inspired that name?
No, we spent about $70,000 on a think tank to try to come up with the best band name.
Yeah, no, I'll bet.
Not really.
I'll bet.
Focus groups and surveys.
This is the Funny Brothers.
It was arduous.
But we just kind of were brainstorming, and actually when we were coming up with it, like I never even considered like the idea of a little ceramic animal never like came into my head. I just liked how the words sounded together, and then like we like set on it and we like released it, and then people were like a little figurine. Yeah. I was like, oh.
It's funny how we kind of missed it. Because when I first heard, if you first hear of like Arctic Monkeys, like you're not thinking of a tundra ape, but you're thinking of the band.
Yeah, the band.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the Rolling Stones, you know.
Right. You're not picturing.
It's funny when we first like, you know, arrived on Ceramic Animal, when you Googled it like several years ago, like you would just get little figurines like on like image search, you know, like a duck in overalls fishing or something like that. But now I think you get mostly pictures of us, which is pretty good. It's a good bellwether.
Arrived, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You push the little duck down below you. Yeah. And
now it's search engine optimization. That's our kind of bellwether there.
Now it's Eric in overalls fishing.
Yeah.
With painted on overalls. So, I mean, were you singing as kids growing up as a group or?
Not really.
No? This wasn't what you thought all along you'd end up doing?
I always had, I thought about it, but... we would always just play together. We wouldn't really like. We weren't like a.
We weren't serious about it. Just goofing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Pretty much.
We have some like old recordings. Actually, we should dig those up from like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something, where we would just like record covers just to like do it. You know.
I'd rather not dig them.
Let's dig those up. Actually, no. I brought them down there with the duck.
So you've been writing for a long time. I mean, I take it as probably elementary school or middle school. Is that when you started writing songs?
Yeah, actually. I started writing songs probably around elementary school. And I don't think I ever showed anyone any of them. But I remember I found a box of like a bunch of old lyrics and I was like, this is terrible. But... I did it. You have to start somewhere, I guess.
Right. Well, when you're 10 years old, there's not a whole lot of experience to draw from.
Right.
No. So you're kind of scraping the bottom to come up with a song.
Yeah.
But so in the process for you, the melody, I assume, comes first and then the lyrics? Or how does it work for you guys, the process in writing music?
You know, it always changes. It's whatever. Sometimes it'll just be like, I'll be like recording a riff or something, and then you just keep building on that. Sometimes we'll just be playing together, and kind of, I might bring something to the table, and we all kind of hash it out. And there's no real set way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all the songs are originals on your new.
You're not doing
a cover of anything. This is all your music.
The only cover we've done is "Moon Age Daydream" by David Bowie, and that's only on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. So you guys have a large following on social media. Millions and millions around the world.
We have millions of listeners, but
you do right now.
That's true. Right, like, we're getting there.
You're getting there. Well, that's great. I mean, you got to start somewhere, and so it's only two albums in. And why did you wait so long between albums? 3 years is a long time to wait between an album.
Yeah, we actually released that last year, but we're touring on a second tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're gonna. Hopefully release another album this year.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us anything about it and what the name might be? I'm sure there will be something that connects to the cart and the horse.
Before?
It's just called Before.
Like the cart before the horse?
There you go, the cart before the horse. That'll be the Before will come after the horse.
Yeah, and then it's just going to be a complete mind jumble.
Yep. And then where do we go from there? We really painted ourselves into a corner.
That's the next one.
That's it. Painted ourselves in the corner. All right, we're talking with Ceramic Animal, who are touring right now. What kind of fans come out to watch you guys play? I mean, what describe your typical fan for your band?
50-year-old white male.
50-year-old white male.
No, I'm just kidding. All ages, all...
See, the caffeine's working on him, not me. So.
I didn't even have any, so... But could you imagine? No, I... it's pretty... diverse young crowd, good,
young and old.
Yeah, young and
kind
old.
Kind of retro vibe to you. Yeah. You guys have a little, I mean, obviously influenced by the 70s music, so.
Yeah, it's, yeah, majority, I think like 70% of our listeners are under 30 or something, and then, but, I think it's like about half under, and half under, male, female.
Mm-hmm. Under 24, it's like 70%.
Wow.
But like, it varies by geography. Mm-hmm. Like in the Northeast, we get a bit of an older crowd, mm-hmm. but when we're out West, like it's a lot of younger kids coming out. Mm-hmm.
All right, would you guys do another song?
Sure.
What's this one called?
This is Hit or Miss.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, Ceramic Animal live on The Voice of America.
Yeah, the first one was Mistakes.
Count it out.
Bless the reputation, and we call it different names. Born from misdirection, yeah, praise for innocence. Once we lost the energy, and I felt my engine drain. The moments come awaken, but I must not speak. I swear we're all to blame. What you want, what you need, tell it to me, baby. What you want ain't what you
here on The Voice of America, and you call yourselves, what is it, a couple of nasty boys from outside of Philadelphia.
That's right.
Why would you do that? Why would you call yourself a couple of nasty boys from outside Philadelphia?
Well, just a couple of nasty boys.
What does that mean, exactly? For the benefit of those that don't speak English as their first language.
Nasty boy is universal. Doesn't matter who you are, what you are, how you identify yourself. It is... Anyone can be a nasty boy.
Yeah, it's a non-binary, genderless.
It is about...
Raceless term.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were troublemakers or something like that. You were coming in, you were going to smash guitars around. And...
we're trying to throw them off the scent.
Well, you guys have a lot of fun together. I mean, I can tell that, you know, and you got another member who's... So how does the show, when you're on stage live performing, how does the dynamic change? Because from what we're seeing today is very scaled down.
Right.
But what do you do normally when you're in a concert situation?
Most of us stand up.
I usually have two tambourines.
You have two tambourines.
No, we're normally in like a typical rock outfit. You know, like I play a full drum kit. Okay. We have two electric guitarists, and then bass and keys still.
Mm-hmm.
Still these three on vocals.
Mm-hmm. And I read where there was some. There's a, you know, you have a number of different tracks on your album that I think nine I counted, but. So the one of them is a live song, or was a live song, or there's been a discussion among you guys of the whether to put it out live or not put it out live. So what did you ultimately decide?
Oh yeah, that was our most recent single that we just released.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that All My Loving? Is that the song?
Yeah, All My Loving.
It, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So we've played that for as long as like we've been playing shows, basically playing original music. We wrote that pretty early on, but we always kept it as a live show, like only song, mm-hmm. and it. Because it really translates well live, and people can listen to it and have heard it before, and it sounds like it's easy to pick up
mm-hmm.
And enjoy. But we decided to record it, and I think it came out really well.
Mm-hmm. And it's not at all similar to the Beatles song.
No.
I'm sure you probably have been asked that, you know, by people.
Yeah, I've made that joke before. I say this is a Beatles cover.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really sound like
it. Doesn't work.
It's a great song, mm-hmm. you know, All My Lovin' by the Beatles. But
so what's your, when you're on the road and you're touring, what's been the best memory for you so far of being on the road? Do you have a fond memory, an incident or something that took place that you can?
Yeah, there was one night when we all had our own bed. and we slept really nice. Well.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, take a tough job, make it harder for me.
No. I mean, it's just hanging out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's every moment.
It's mm-hmm. it's tough to pick one moment because just the day to day is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just like even driving, stopping at a small town rest stop you've never been to, and mm-hmm. like they can tell you're from out of town, and like some people ask, like, are you guys in a band?
Mm-hmm. Like, where are you from? I'm
like, yeah, where are you from? And like everyone, like, you know, just like talking to friendly people, getting to meet people around the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting to travel,
yeah. Seeing the landscape mm-hmm. like change, and the, you know, this kind of the season, you know, even like seasons change as you drive around mm-hmm. the country is awesome.
Do you get inspired by places you've been? Have you ever written a song because of something you saw on the road touring?
Not yet, but not yet. I'm sure it'll be there.
Hmm. Have you done any international touring out of the U.S.?
Not yet, but we...
That's
we,
coming, too. That's where the inspiration will come.
Yeah.
When you're in Norway, then
right.
there you go.
That would be fun.
You get a song.
Can't wait.
Yeah. That would be fun.
And no disrespect to Norway, who are listening or tuned in right now. Ceramic Animal are with us here on The Voice of America, and it is the horse, and who designed the cover of a horse's skull for the album? Who decided this is...
That was Warren.
Yeah, I actually did that.
You did that? Is that's your drawing or?
Yeah, it's.
You actually drew the horse's head. There's a picture of the album.
I made it on the computer. I kind of traced it a bit.
Uh-huh. That's
but,
great.
Yeah,
it's, man of many talents.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just simple and clean and cool. And on the vinyl, it's like gold foil.
Mm-hmm.
So it just like has this really cool effect and.
Yeah, you were talking before the album is available on vinyl now.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so vinyl becoming very, very popular. I think vinyl has surpassed CD sales.
Yeah. I bet.
Mm-hmm. But it's not easy to... I was talking to a band who recently was on the show, same thing. They've got a vinyl of their CD. Finding a turntable is hard. Probably harder than finding the vinyl copy of the album, but the turntables aren't readily available.
Yeah, it's tough to get a really good turntable is expensive, mm-hmm. you know. Barriers to entry.
You gotta watch out for the cheap ones that play everything at 1.25 speed.
Right.
The chipmunk version of the.
All right, we've got Ceramic Animal with us, and if you guys wouldn't mind doing another song, we'd like to hear one more.
All right, this song we haven't released yet.
So this is a first. This is a worldwide first.
Yeah. Well, we've been playing it live, but it's kind of just a fun song.
And it's called
Bone City.
Bone City. All right.
take you down to Bone Bone City. 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 Why would I lie? I look into your eyes. Take you down to Bone Bone City. 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 Why would I lie? I look into your eyes.
Ceramic Animal. So where can people go to get the new album? I know iTunes and Amazon, but how about on your website? Can they?
Yeah, absolutely. Ceramicanimal.net.
.net.
Yes.
Okay. And
it's a whole network.
All the social media sites that you guys are on?
Yeah.
Facebook and
Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud. But yeah, it's just at Ceramic Animal for everything.
Right. Yeah, and you can listen on like Apple Music and Spotify, YouTube, whatever your preference.
Mm-hmm. And the tour is coming to an end? I read, you know, where you're
back
near the
third,
end.
I think.
I'm getting close. Yeah, we got about a week and a half left. Mm-hmm. I think we have like six shows left.
And then after that, because the bands are constantly on tour, so then we take a little break, go home to Philly, and then back on the road again.
Yeah, right. Got to write some tunes
for that next album.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is called what? Before?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
Painting into a corner.
We'll see. Yeah. No promises there.
We've premiered quite a few things today. The name of the next album.
That's
this
it.
This new single.
You made a decision.
The name of the next two albums.
This is big.
The right. next two
You've got
albums.
Your future mapped out. We got all the names. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having
to meet
us.
You guys. Like your sound. You. Very thanks. Unique, very original, which is wonderful. You know, the music business needs something a little different than what we're hearing typically on the radio right now.
So I agree with you there.
I appreciate that.
No, absolutely. Ceramic Animal is the name of the band. They're on tour. The Horse is the album. I'm Larry London, and this is Border Crossings.
I'll be back again tomorrow, and we'll continue with requests and dedications. We'll be giving away the Avicii CD. It's all happening right here. You found it. Let's come back and do it again tomorrow in 23 hours. Thank you to Vince, our producer-director today. My name is Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.